very special Feature Friday. Last week, I talked about these Taiwanese boys that got told, right? There's another side to that story. But first, before I go there, check out this Instagram account. This is my Taiwan-aimed Instagram account. JCUSATW. That's the slug. So, you know, search it, Instagram.com/whatever. JC, the letters, like initials for Jesus Christ, but that's what they call me in Taiwan because it's easy, you know, Jesse, and then JC is easy to type and remember for Mandarin speakers who have English as a second language at most. JCUSATW. That's TW is for Taiwan, for those of you in Reed Rapids. Who need to hear me say what everybody already knows anyway, right? Because we've got to say it. There's a photo on there that I snapped this week. And this has our local Taiwan celebrity, which I talked about on Wednesday. And it's also got a group of kids. Three of them are brothers. Another two of the kids are brothers. And then behind in the back is someone with a great big shirt. Like he's wearing big baggy clothes in the back, yellow shirt. He's an OG skateboarder in Taiwan. And so we've got at least two Olympic athletes, two local championship winners, and some of these kids have never met before, but they're all up on top of the skate ramp talking like old friends. And I saw this happening at the skate park, and I know every one of these guys. And a number of them I've taught English to. Like I gave them help with stuff. One of them I helped install Ubuntu on his computer. I think I talked about that on Wednesday. So I saw this happening. I ran up and took a picture of it. And you've got this athlete guy kind of standing out front as like their champion. And then you've got the kids. These are maybe ranging 9 to 11, 12 years old, just talking as skate kids. And these are pretty talented kids, by the way. You've got Royu in the background. He's just chilling, hanging out. You've got an OG there. It's like, that was it. It was a real picture, and I'm very proud of it. I just really, really love that picture. I really love that picture. It says, across the bottom, I superimposed Tainan Skate Life in English and Chinese, and Tainan is the city that they were in. All right. Very, very, very proud of that. So if you wanted something to link my talk on Wednesday about my new friend in Taiwan, there's a great picture. Now, something happened in the week since I talked last Feature Friday about these Taiwanese kids that got told, right? There was an American bodybuilder and some local Taiwanese boys were talking smack about him. And then he said, well, we got a problem. We can go settle like men, you know, fight and back down. And the kids were all like, oh, I want to run away. Okay. Well, I'm Mr. Friendly and I don't hold grudges. I don't have it in me. And these kids never did anything bad to me. And I just walked up to them and got to talking with them. And, you know, what one of them did, kind of a little bit of a leader among them, but they all have A personalities, a lot of prima donnas in the group, so to speak. We did a selfie and he put up on Instagram, here's a foreigner that was nice to me. And these, you know, I talked about this on Wednesday, excuse me. You know, people are real. You know, we humans bleed. And even muscle men have hearts. And, you know, there's this great big bodybuilder at the gym. He's got a real heart. He really cares and his feelings can be hurt. And it's the same for these Taiwanese guys. And saying bad things about each other and threatening it, people are real. And there might be someone that seems mean on the outside, but you want to say something that's going to help that person stop feeling so sad that act mean, you know, because of it. You want to say something that's going to help, not just put that person in that person's place and make things worse. That's kind of obvious, but the other side of that is these kids really wanted friendship. And maybe everything was a misunderstanding. That there never was a problem in the first place. And, you know, we can sit and try to win fights, or we can discover people that really want to be our friends. And it's hard to do the friendship thing if we're always on the defense. What was the song from Mike and the Mechanics, The Living Years? We all talk a different language, talking in defense. For me, I just love people a whole bunch. I just love people enormously. Now, through this week, I got a comment on one of my YouTube videos, my American channel, youtube.com/Jesse Steele. And this guy was commenting on some of my thoughts about Taiwan. Some of the bad part, you know, Taiwan's government really, really, really giving a lot of injustice and being very, very rude and outright bigotous. Certain parts of the government. There was an encounter I had at a government office. And I went and looked at his YouTube channel, and this was an American YouTuber who had been in Taiwan, and he got attacked by other YouTubers. You see, I was teaching English 11 years ago, and I got attacked by the ESL industry. Not everybody in it. Maybe not most, but I got an attack from the ESL industry. This guy was a YouTuber in Taiwan. He got attacked from the YouTuber industry. Not all of them, but some of them. He had to leave Taiwan. Interesting factoid for you. Taiwan's got, you know, talk about misunderstanding and making enemies. You know, Taiwan's got a lot of problems coming from a lot of angles in the world, especially China trying to bully Taiwan into submission. Like that's going to make people like you and win. Right. You can't win the war unless you can win the peace after. And China's making sure that there's no chance of peace after. They're just making everybody hate them. And Taiwan is facing the brunt of a lot of that. So Taiwan's reaching out to the world in PR. The Queen always stops by the Taiwan stand or whatever in the world flower competition or whatever. Taiwan always brings in great flowers. Tea, a lot of tea comes from Taiwan. Taiwan has a red tea. It comes from Sun Moon Lake and other places. It's the same leaf. And that's Taiwan reaching out to the world. Toy Story. Did you know Toy Story? You know Toy Story 2. Well, Toy Story had real toys in it. It wasn't computer animation. And that was Taiwan. It was Taiwan making a friendly movie to try to reach out to the world. So Taiwan's been trying to be friendly. Well, they pay Americans, other Westerners, to do YouTubing in Taiwan. They find YouTubers and they pay them to do videos about Taiwan. Well, this guy was an American YouTuber in Taiwan. He didn't need to get paid by Taiwan's government to do stuff. He was a YouTuber in Taiwan and he was YouTubing about Taiwan because he loved it. But he got attacked and the government wouldn't defend him. They would not help him. And he ended up having to leave. I don't even know how he left. I don't know if he had to, but that was how the situation resolved itself. I've worked effortlessly to make sure that I didn't leave Taiwan until I had a good story to tell. I haven't had a good story to tell, so I'm doing everything I can to not leave yet. Because so many people, they get time, it's not easy, and they leave. Because it's not easy. Well, rather than paying YouTubers to make nice videos about Taiwan, Taiwan would do better to just give this guy justice in the first place so he can keep making videos about Taiwan without them paying him because he's happy. And Taiwan doesn't do that. And that's part of the enduring, lasting bad side of Taiwan that's got to go so that the good, the many, many more good parts of Taiwan can flourish, can have room to grow. Well, I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I don't want to jinx things, but I do find it interesting that this new friend that I made, very, very cool guy, he's also a YouTuber in Taiwan, And he's not the kind of guy that would attack people. And just how this American YouTuber loves Taiwan, this Taiwan guy, he's a YouTuber also. He's an athlete and a YouTuber. He also loves America. Who knows? If they don't end up meeting and becoming friends one day, maybe other people like them will. And it's those kind of bridges that I'm in the business of. And people ask me why I live in Taiwan. Now you know. See you next week.